Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, and welcome back to the Lisa Lisa Show. This is Lisa Lisa speaking to you live from the car outside the studio. So I have to say, parking is a little difficult today. I don't understand it. You know, I was working for a friend of mine yesterday, and I got home about 1:30, quarter to 2 in the morning. And there was a lot of spots. My parking was really, really easy. Like, I got home, and boom, I found a spot. But I have to tell you, it's like everywhere where there's normally 4 cars, there's 2. And it's because they're, like, spatially challenged or something. Who knows? So crazy. So let's see the weather. Balmy, let's say balmy and chilly, but not like cold for November, December. So we were jumping back and forth. I think it actually went down to 38, 39. 39, it was pretty cold on Sunday. I think it was Sunday. It was a long weekend. It was a very, very, very long weekend for me as well. But the funny thing is, it's like I don't normally care. Like, that doesn't usually stress me, bother me, whatever. But it just seems like it was just so long. It started so early, and I wasn't used to that. Maybe that's just, because my job is not your usual 9-to-5 job. So I thought that was kind of cool, very funny. Anyway, so I'm sitting in my car, and I'm sort of kind of illegally parked. I might be a little bit in the crosswalk, and rather than stay here, I figured I'll do my radio show, and then I will push on and see if I find something a little more legit. Anyway, so the weather's been really crazy. I think they said that it's supposed to hit like 60, and that was like, wow, really? I think it's 53 right now, my car is saying, but you know, that's probably, actually it's probably accurate. I'm not in a lot of traffic, there's not a lot of exhaust around me. Yeah, so I would say that's probably accurate anyway. So so many things going on, so much to tell. I have to say, I don't really want to talk about the news because it's just so forglum, chum, and I don't want to hear it anymore. It's like there are terrible things going on everywhere, nonstop, and thusly, I don't want to discuss it. So I'm sure everybody watches the news and the casters smile and tell you all the bad stuff. Isn't that how that works? Yeah, I think so. I think so. So anyway, I walked out of the house this morning, not a stitch. I didn't pick up a single stick. And I walked out of the house and I realized it after. I was like going, wow, that's funny. I put nothing on. Anyway, not a big deal, but I thought that was kind of not usual for me. Anyway, so there's a lot of like weirdness going on in the air. I think it has to do with the time of year, you know. So when you figure it's the time of year, and December really is the darkest month, that there's so much strangeness. It's like I'm on the road, everywhere I'm driving, it seems like people are either in a sleep, a fog, or they're like completely oblivious to what's going on around them. So I keep on, you know, like I'm dodging bullets, and I'm trying to be really gracious and say, it's okay, it's all good. It's really funny, though, because it's quite harrowing when you think about the dangers that be on the road, that people are just so oblivious. It's like, it's not just oblivious to me, it's like, in general, oblivious, like, seriously, unaware of what's going on around them. You know, it's just seriously driving in a fog. And the traffic has just been crazy. And when I'm expecting the traffic to be really bad, it's not. But people are parking like, I don't know, like we're in Florida. Like there's all this space on the planet and, you know, hey, who cares? I'm going to take up 5 spots. Okay, that's not actually accurate. They could probably only take up 2, but it's just positioning and then the car behind it. So 5 spots are taken by 2 cars. Just ridiculousness. Anyway, so the general consensus is that my artwork has hit another, like I've maybe I'm just reaching the plateau. Let's rephrase. I'm reaching a plateau where my works are combining, and everybody's giving me such incredibly positive feedback. It's really nice. In fact, it's fabulous, amazing, if you will. And it's making me quite happy. It's just it's not the norm. It's just funny. Anyway, so there were so many other things. So anyway, now is a good time to get your artwork as your gifts and make your investments and buy, because this is the time, right? I am like on the precipice of launching, and then it's going to be, you know, a free-for-all, because it's going to be quite expensive, and I'm not going to care anymore. Everybody's going to pay full price. I'm tired of giving everybody a discount. Anyway, so that's what I have to say. Come and buy now. Anyway, so, all right, I went to the Brooklyn Museum on Sunday. So Sunday was like kind of like I did a lot of stuff on Sunday, running around stuff. And I have to say, I've seen a lot of movies, and the trend is going forward, it's following, because I'm going to another movie tonight. We're supposed to see this movie with this friend over the weekend, and she was under the weather, so we postponed. And it worked out well that tonight was the night. And I haven't had a Wednesday night free in a very long time. It used to be my sushi night, and then I started getting all kinds of bogged down with other things. All good, but it changed my schedule, and I really liked having my Wednesday night as my sushi night. So I'm not going to be having sushi, but I'm going to do dinner and a movie, but I'll be in the city. And even though they're lighting the Christmas tree tonight, I will really make sure that I will avoid Midtown. At all costs, I will avoid Midtown. That's the way that usually goes. Anyway, so I went shopping. I went to Macy's on Friday, and I bought myself a new pair of boots, ankle boots, because apparently that's the rage. And since Thanksgiving, when every single member of my family were all wearing ankle boots and they all look good, I was like, all right. I will join the trend, and I will partake in the purchasing of ankle boots. So I bought a pair of ankle boots. And they were having, like, these incredible sales. And, of course, don't you know, I always pick the thing that's not on sale. So they did me a solid, and they took off 25% and then an additional 20%. And then that night when I got home, I'm looking through my email, and I see an email from Macy's telling me, yada, 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 this is on sale. So it's like, oh, God, that's so funny. So the pair of boots I purchased went on sale. So I went back on Saturday, and I had an adjustment. So they corrected for the boot. So I actually got a good boot on a better deal. That was nice. In my favor. Yeah, we like that. So the car story, by the way, it was some kind of bizarre fluke. It was a glitch. Apparently, I changed the battery in my car 2 years ago, completely unaware. I forgot completely. And why did I forget? Because it wasn't important or relevant that it was relevant. It wasn't important. And so when I took it in to have it checked, I said, maybe it's the battery. He said to me, you changed the battery about 2 years ago. And as he said it, I was like, oh, right, I remember. I went and I purchased it through blah, blah, blah. And he was like, you bought it through. And I was like, yes, I remember. So the alternator was fine. The starter is good. It was some bizarre fluke. Now, according to my special therapist, he doesn't like to be called therapist, this was something in the ethers that my ego did. I thought that was very, very funny. Not funny, haha, funny kind of bizarre. And I have to say, somewhere down deep inside, I'm thinking, maybe. Too many things that happen that you can't say definitely, definitively, no. You know, it's better to say maybe and be open to the possibility that it's very possible, plausible. Stranger things have happened, right? So I went to the Brooklyn Museum on Sunday, and what a gorgeous building. You know, I haven't been there in a while, and I do go every so often, not a regular, as I stated. I don't go often. But I have to say, it's a beautiful place. The lighting was so not conducive for artwork, it made it really hard to see the work. So the show that I saw was actually Coney Island. And it's more like historical fact than art. You know, I don't consider, well, I guess, again, this is all relative, right? Particularly consider signage, you know, for sale, not for sale, free to get in, not free to, whatever it is, you know, I don't consider that to be art. Although it is commercial art, and they do go to school for it, and you do get an education in it, so maybe I'm being a little biased, but plausible, right? But it was an interesting show nonetheless. The video clips that they had from, oh God, way back in the day, of Coney Island and how, you know, cluttered and tight it was. It's amazing. I don't go to beaches like that anymore. And I have to say, I remember as a kid when we used to go to, you know, Jones Beach, it was exactly like that. Everybody would crowd to be on the beach. And you had no space to walk between blankets and sheets or whatever, towels, whatever they strewned around. And it's really amazing to me. I remember that. I don't go to beaches that are like that anymore because who wants to do that? I don't want to be inundated with people everywhere. You know, it's so funny. You cover yourself all year round, and then you go and you're in the masses, and you're like half naked or more, and you don't care anymore. It's so funny how things work, isn't it? I just love that. You know, cover yourself up completely, and then you go and you expose yourself completely, and you don't care who's sitting right next to you. It's funny. When I went to Esalen in California, it was the same, you know. It's like everybody's covered up, and then you go to the bath, and everybody's nude. It's like, okay, what happened to that little bit of privacy? I want some privacy. I find that all to be so, it was interesting. But the space is still quite beautiful. It's a very historic building. It's really quite incredible. So I started to tell you about Macy's. I'm jumping back and forth. But I'm trying to just get to the point of each thing. And thusly, my mind is, you know, that's what I do. I split things in half. It's my Gemini twin. It's not my fault. I'll blame her. So here I am at Macy's, and I'm looking through all these clothing items. And, I want to pick up my appearance. I want to change my wardrobe a little bit. And I've been saying this for a while. And all of my friends are all on board. Yes. We definitely agree you need to pick it up a little because I have black tie and slob. I have no middle range, you know. So it's like super, super casual or black tie. So here's the funny thing. So they have jeans on sale. I kid you not, $80 plus to $120. And they're painted jeans. I'm not talking about like there's a pattern or a design or somebody painted a pretty flower picture or something on the leg. I'm talking like oversized baggy jeans, and it looks like somebody dipped their hand in paint and wiped it on the pants. I have to tell you, I paint like that. I wipe my fingers on my pants as I'm painting because I use my fingers all the time. You know, your hands are your best tool. You have the most control over that tool. Tool of choice, hands. Anyway, so here they're selling these painted up, rolled up, beaten up, looking like crap jeans in anywhere from $80 to $120. And I'm like, I have about 50 pairs of jeans exactly like that in my studio. I'm happy to sell them. Anybody wants to come and buy my oversized, ripped up jeans, come on down. so ridiculous. So the other thing is the shredded jeans, you know, so they're torn. Now, I have to tell you, I have tons of torn jeans, too, because I wear them until they basically fall off, because that's how I wear my jeans. And every time I'm looking at the jeans, I'm always looking at my knees, thinking right above the knee is the area, right above the knee, that I wear my jeans out. It's really bizarre. But it's always the same places, you know. There's like two or three spots that just go. And I'm looking at them, I'm like, I can't believe that they're charging so much money for jeans that are shredded or painted on. And they're not even pretty colored, ugly green, like they glow green and a little white. And then some splatterings of, I don't even remember, reds or oranges, maybe brown. It's just kind of gross. And I have to say, just sitting there looking at it, all I'm thinking is like, what are they thinking? And people are buying this. It's like, you know, we are the most exploited people on the planet, artists. Why? Okay, I'll tell you. And I say it all the time. It's probably my best repeat. We go into the crappiest neighborhoods, we clean them up, and then the cafes come. And then the people come, then the builders come, and then we get shoved out. We gentrify every neighborhood. We clean them up, and we make them trendy and hip, and then they knock our buildings down, and they build them up tall. So we go in with the cheap rents in the crappiest places that become the absolute pristine of chic. You know, oh, that is the chicest place to be. Oh, they're having wars right now on my block, okay? So I have a building that was the Will's building. And the owners, the previous owners, they were real jackasses, okay? And they didn't care about anybody, and they were the most greedy people on the planet. And the son, who I knew from, I've been here 7 years, he was crazy and disgusting. And aside from all of that, when I first met him, you know, his father wasn't giving him a lot of money. He was making him work really hard. So he was kind of nicer. And then all of a sudden, like a year and a half, 2 years go by, and the father gave him the building, and he became the biggest prick on the planet. I mean, like, disgusting, just out of control. There was no kind of, there was no concern. There's no consideration. There's no kindness. All the K's, right? And that also is very fitting, right? So, and then we'll see, all right, concern, kindness, whatever. But, I don't know, point well taken there, right? So, he sells the building. And the new buyers, Rock Rose, who own, like, probably 15% of Long Island City, now are getting all of their ducks in a row. They've been drilling holes very deep down into, you know, into the foundation in the basement on the first floor. And they're doing all sorts of stuff, filling areas, because I'm sure that they're just, you know, shoring it up so that when they knock it down, they can go way up, because everybody always looks up. Nobody looks around. So they decided that they were going to paint the building. Now, 5 points sure as hell isn't. And the paintings that are on the building, there's really no rhyme or reason. They're not even, there's no cohesion. So I don't know. And now I've been asked, finally, I was offered a wall. Now, I really want to paint it. I really wanted to paint it. And then I vacillated greatly, because the more I look at this building, you know, 5 points was amazing because they were all graffiti artists. And so from the graffiti sprung these beautiful paintings. This is just sort of like, you know, one panel next to the next to the next to the next to the next all the way around the building. And there's no cohesion. There's nothing that makes them assimilate to each other. I don't see the synergy here, okay? So I'm vacillating greatly about painting on the building. Okay, getting back to the wars. So Silver Cup Studios is right next to my building. And they film on my block constantly. In fact, they're filming here again tomorrow, Person of Interest. They have like a load of things that they film here regularly. And now that the building's all painted, the guy who's actually being paid and not paying anybody else, talk about real greed, right? I'm not that kind of artist. I always give back, and I'm always giving back, and I'm always looking to give back more. And my great goal is to have people working for me so I can pay them. Yes, that's true. So anyway, here he is putting this together and having everybody paint, and he's just giving them paint. His thing is, well, what's going to happen is they're going to get royalties when Silver Cup starts filming again, and their pictures are part of, you know, their artwork is part of the filming. To tell you, Silver Cup Studios doesn't really want them to knock this building down because it keeps the integrity and the industrialism or industrial look of Long Island City. As all the high rises are going up, it's starting to look more and more like New York City rather than, you know, Manhattan, rather than Long Island City's industrial, you know, that's the way it was. And there are certain areas here that really were quite industrial. And it's funny, you walk 2-3 blocks this way and you walk 2-3 blocks that way, it's completely different. So Silver Cup Studios doesn't want them to knock down the building because they want to be able to continue filming on this street and have it look more industrial. So now that they're painting the building, they're painting it to piss they're painting to piss off Silver Cup Studios. This is what I'm sure. So anyway, so that's how that goes. And it's all interesting. It's all funny. It's, you know, I don't know. So he's all about, well, if Silver Cup's films and they get someone's artwork in it, now they have to pay them royalties, so the artist is going to make money. Well, if the artists were really going to make money, you'd pay them something, a contribution, a token, something simple, nothing major. We're not talking anything major. You know, I'm just... You know, it's just, I think it's the right thing to do. So now they're placing all their cones around as they're prepping to get ready for Person of Interest. I think they start on location here at 7:10 tomorrow evening. It might be tomorrow morning, actually. I'm only seeing half the sign. I see Thursday, but I can't see AM or PM on there. I didn't really get out and look because I don't really care enough. As I stated, I don't know if this is a good spot because I may be in part of the crosswalk and if I was in a bad mood, although, you know, they usually typically ticket you at the end of the month because they're trying to make their quota. So usually in the beginning of the month is you're okay. You're sort of kind of like on the okay. Anyway, so Silver Cup Studios has now purchased more buildings and they're planning on leaving them as is. You know, as they are. And that's the way it's going to be. So maybe they'll end up filming on the other side. They film all around anyway. But the idea of having to pay royalties, I don't know. You know, it's funny. I remember they were doing it might have been the same series, Person of Interest, and they turned our block on the back side, 22nd Street, between 43rd and 43rd, because this is Queens, after all. So 43rd Road and 43rd Avenue. Turn the block. It's a one-way going south. And they turned it around, and they made it one-way going north. And I thought that was really funny, number one. And number two, they made the building across the street, which is another artist studio building, into a public school. And the signage was so funny. It was like they changed the whole look of the building. So if you think they can't come in here and cover up all of this crap, they still can. Anyway, so to paint or not to paint, are they going to knock the building down or are they not going to knock the building down? So many variables. Who knows, right? That's all I'm saying. That's it. That's all I'm saying in a nutshell. So that's my good thought for the day on my building. As the holidays are creeping closer and closer, as we are now in December and they're about to light the Christmas tree. You know, it's funny. I remember the first time I ever saw them light the Christmas tree. It was also December 2nd, and it was on a Tuesday. And, you know, I had no idea that they used to do things like, I'm talking I was young, but I had no idea that they used to do things with rhyme and reason, and, you know, that everything would be like a certain particular way. That I say this because it was like I thought it was the day and not the date. So that's kind of funny, right, when you think about it. So I used to think that it was the day. So all the time, the second Tuesday in December, the first Tuesday in December, I used to think they would always light the Christmas tree. Well, it turns out it was the second of December, had nothing to do with the day. And it always makes me laugh when I think about it because, I don't know, I just never paid attention to things like that. You know, it's like, it's really funny. When you're paying attention, things usually go awry. When you stop paying attention, things go naturally the way they're supposed to go without any interference from your silly thoughtness, your thought pattern, whatever you want to call it, right? Isn't that the way that goes? I think that's exactly the way that goes. Like, you get in the way of what's going to happen. You're messing it up, nobody else. Very funny. So to leave the car here or to not leave the car, do not know. My gut instinct is telling me not a great idea. I guess that's what we listen to, right? The gut always knows. Anyway, so the weather is going to be up and down and up and down, which means that people are going to get sick because nobody knows how to dress. So you're going to be underdressed and then overdressed, and it's always going to be the opposite. So, like, today it's raining and it's chilly. I might be slightly overdressed, but I could definitely take off a layer. But the days that it gets warm and you trust and you say, oh, well, it's going to be warm. Those are the days the temperature drops and then you're too cold and then you get that chill. And then that's it. You're done. Cold, you catch that cold, you're good. Done. Anyway, so what else? I hope everybody had a fabulous Thanksgiving. I know I did. It would have been nicer had my sister-in-law packed me a bag of leftovers. That would have really just made my millennium. My weekend would have been a little more fab. But I ended up having sort of kind of a semi-second Thanksgiving with another friend. And even though it was makeshift, I didn't cook a turkey or a chicken. We bought a pre-cooked chicken. But I did make all the sides. So I had my stuffing and I had my cranberries. So I got all my fixings in. But I have to say, it's probably one of my favorite meals. In fact, I think it is my favorite meal. So how many times I could have been in and out of this car 1,000 times and not getting worried about getting wet. I'm not worried about getting wet. I would not have gotten wet. And I never like to use an umbrella. I don't know what that's about. I think there's something about rain being, you know, landing on you, getting wet in the rain. It's just it's kind of a good thing. I like it best in the summer when it's super hot and it's cooling you down. But I like the rain. I have no issue with rain. I definitely like rain. Anyway, so we have 1 minute, and I have to say thank you to all my loyal listeners, and I hope you had a fabulous Thanksgiving. I hope you had a great long weekend. I hope you got a lot of your shopping done. I did not. Not at all. Not in the least. Absolutely none, in fact. I only shopped for me. I bought myself a new pair of boots. And that's the only thing I did. Anyway, so in 10 seconds, I can say thank you so much for listening. Have a spectacular week and a fabulous day. And thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Lisa Zilker, Lisa of the Lisa Show, signing off.